More of us have spent time in our own kitchens over the past year. For some, that has actually meant a lot of time by the microwave or unpacking the order that was just delivered. But for many others, it's meant cooking, sometimes from old family recipes, and others of a more innovative bent. Jackie Alpers had begun work on her book Taste of Tucson prior to the pandemic, but its collection of recipes from some of Southern Arizona's favorite spots offers the chance to make the home kitchen a creative place, and she is with me. So, Jackie, what about the uniqueness of Sonoran flavors? And in Tucson, did those flavors manifest themselves in any surprising places?
What's so unique about Sonoran-style Mexican food is that, in Tucson in particular, is the relationship that the city has with the cuisine in general. So you'll see Sonoran influences in Japanese cuisine, in Southern-style cuisine, and ingredients that are incorporated in places where you wouldn't expect them.
Phoenix is so enormous, and there are so many options, but at the same time, maybe there's a lack of authenticity sometimes. Is there a feeling that Tucson is a little bit more authentic when it comes to these kind of flavors?
Oh, I don't know if authentic is really the correct word, but I think that Phoenix is so large, and there are so many different kinds of influences that it's just not as condensed. So I think that Sonoran influences are just greater. I think in Phoenix, you just, for example, have a lot more like Indian style restaurants or very specific kinds of cuisines that aren't necessarily found here.
In terms of flavors sort of being appropriated or so-called controversial dishes and what their origins were, I wonder, are there some that come to mind for you from Tucson where, not necessarily the Tucson restaurants appropriated them, I don't mean that, but that have come to be really associated with some Tucson restaurants that really blend in well with the culture?
Yes, definitely. Carne seca is sun-dried shredded beef that I don't think you'll find in many other places in the world. You can make carne seca without the sun, but Tucson is the only place where you can have carne seca that is actually beef dried in the sun. When you make it kind of without the sun, you can dry it like in an oven. It becomes like a beef jerky. But here in Tucson, they actually have cages that they'll hoist up on the roof and have thin strips of marinated beef dry until they become the consistency of beef jerky. Then that beef is shredded and pan fried with green chilies, onions, and tomatoes so that it has a consistency and a flavor that you won't find anywhere else. And there is a recipe for how to make carne seca, even if you live in like North Dakota.
When you're putting together a book like this, really, how much narrowing down did it take? Was this a case where you had a list of sort of the want-tos or the go-tos, and you had to figure out which ones worked best for you, which ones were most interesting? How did you decide to break that down?
I had to break it down based on certain genres that I wanted to have in the book. Like, I knew I wanted to have salads and I wanted to have main courses. I wanted to have Mexican street snacks. I wanted to have salsas and some of the very important things that were basic to me, like refried beans and charro beans and various rices and all the components that you can use in order to make other dishes. So I wanted to be really careful to make sure that all of the bases were covered so that if you want to make enchiladas or burros or burritos or tostadas, you can use all of the different pieces to make those things.
Now, Jackie, did you actually try all these recipes and did they all turn out well?
Yeah, I tried all of them. I photographed all of them as well. So I would make the recipe and then I'd photograph it and kind of tweak it based sometimes on what the photograph looks like. So I might add cilantro to some of the to a recipe, for example, as a garnish, and then realize that the recipe really did need more cilantro. The recipes came, their combination, they came from me, and they were also provided by 16 local chefs. And some of them are like combo dishes. So for example, Maria Mazon, who is the executive chef at Boca Tacos, she gave me a really amazing recipe for a creamy poblano sauce. And I then had to decide, well, heck, what am I going to do with this amazing sauce? What do I need in the book? What do I think can that people will best benefit from? And so I decided to come up with a taco recipe, which is something I really wanted to have in the book that was in a cabbage cup, as opposed to in corn or flour tortillas. So I made a shrimp in the creamy goat cheese sauce and served it in the cabbage cups. And that came out amazing, I thought. And Maria was really cool about it because she was really open to having that kind of collaboration, and it worked out really well.
That is Jackie Alpers. We've been talking about her book, Taste of Tucson, Sonoran-style recipes inspired by the rich culture of Southern Arizona. Jackie, thanks so much for the time.
Thank you so much for having me.